The European telecommunications satellite organization Eutelsat is apparently determined to force Iranian channels off the air across Europe and Asia. The satellite provider started its anti-Iran campaign last October when it stopped the broadcast of more than a dozen Iranian channels on hotbird frequencies. Since then, the company has been frequently targeting Iranian channels, especially the English language Press TV and Spanish language Hispan TV. In its latest bid, the Paris-based Eutelsat wrote to the satellite telecommunications network, STN, to immediately discontinue the broadcast of Iran's Arabic-language TV, Al Alam. The move comes only days after the Arab satellite provider, Gulfsat, banned Iranian channels iFilm and Al Kosar under direct pressure from Eutelsat. Eutelsat's hostile measures against Iranian media have been translated by many analysts as a coordinated act. The company's Israeli-French president, Michel de Rosen, has referred to sanctions on the president of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting as an excuse for banning Iranian channels. At the same time, EU officials refused to confirm this. Upon Press TV's inquiry, the spokesman of the European Union's foreign policy chief said the EU's sanctions had nothing to do with the ban on Iranian media. But a closer look at the content of Eutelsat's recent letter to STN proves otherwise. In the letter, Eutelsat says that it has to abide by the EU regulations, including a ban on making economic resources for those sanctioned by the Union. So according to Eutelsat, the company is given the right to ban the Iranian media just because of EU sanctions on the IRIB chief. This double standard or double bluff may be interpreted as the West's lack of excuse for silencing the alternative voices. In fact, it was Press TV which gave a full coverage of the uprising in Middle East and North Africa, from angles different from those of Western media. Press TV also covered anti-austerity protests in Europe, the social unrest, as well as costly royal ceremonies in the United Kingdom, and of course the Israeli war on the Gaza Strip. While Europe surely doesn't need more excuses to not like such countercurrents, and to gag any alternative voice which is not going along with the narrative pushed by the Western media.